For Tuesday, August 25th, this is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Tuesday. I'm glad that you're here. Today we find ourselves looking at the Gospel of John, specifically John 15 and verse 15. I'm going to begin reading at verse 1. Open your Bible with me, if you would, to the Gospel of John, chapter 15, and follow along as I read. This portion of Scripture is titled, I Am the True Vine. And this is what the Word of God teaches. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another. Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, The Fruitfulness of Friendship. And this is what he wrote. We never know the joy of self-sacrifice until we abandon in every particular. Self-surrender is the most difficult thing. We say, I will if. Oh well, I suppose I must devote my life to God. There is none of the joy of self-sacrifice in that. As soon as we do abandon, the Holy Ghost gives us an intimation of the joy of Jesus. The final aim of self-sacrifice is laying down our lives for our friend. When the Holy Ghost comes in, the great desire is to lay down the life for Jesus. The thought of sacrifice never touches us because sacrifice is the love passion of the Holy Ghost. Our Lord is our example in the life of self-sacrifice. I delight to do thy will, O my God. He went on with his sacrifice with exuberant joy. Have I ever yielded in absolute submission to Jesus Christ? If Jesus Christ is not the lodestar, there is no benefit in the sacrifice. But when the sacrifice is made with the eyes on him, slowly and surely, the molding influence begins to tell. Beware of letting natural affinities hinder your walk in love. One of the most cruel ways of killing natural love is by disdain built on natural affinities. The affinity of the saint is the Lord Jesus. Love for God is not sentimental. To love as God loves is the most practical thing for the saint. I have called you friends, is what Jesus said. It is a friendship based on the new life created in us, which has no affinity with our old life, but only with the life of God. It is unutterably humble, unsullenly pure, and absolutely devoted to God. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday. Please join us again tomorrow on Wednesday as we look at the Gospel of John chapter 14, verse 27. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.